It's Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Adam Lang.
Good morning, Michael.
5 stories in 5 minutes, so let's get cracking. Story number 1, Australia is set to follow the US on lowering its proposed high fuel efficiency standards for petrol vehicles. It's the talk of Canberra this week, as well as really the broader automotive industry and other businesses, because Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen and Transport Minister Catherine King have been aiming to bring in new standards that catch up with the US in 2028. They want to boost the electric vehicle market.
That's right, Michael. The plan was to cut fuel emissions by forcing auto companies to provide more efficient vehicles and help increase the uptake of EVs. And this is meant to be a big contributor to helping the government with hitting its carbon emissions reduction targets. The government was attempting to align with the US for the plan, but Joe Biden has thrown a spanner in the works. He walked back his plans last week for US standards, saying the impact on consumers and workers would be too great. He's giving car makers much more time to comply with the new rules. Biden was facing a lot of pressure from the automotive makers. Some car makers, particularly from Japan and Thailand, have also said high Australian standards would stop them from sending cars over here. We are a pretty small market in the global scheme of things.
Yeah, this is a bit of a mess for the government now. What's going to happen next?
Well, Bowen has said he's open to hearing sensible feedback on the proposed standards. They want to give Australians more choice of vehicles that cost less to drive. They're in the consultation phase, and it looks like they're pretty much set to lower the original plan for the standards.
All right, on to story number 2 now. And real estate agency McGrath's board has endorsed a takeover bid from Knight, Frank and Bailey's, and the business is now going to be delisted.
Yes, this comes after a rocky few years on the ASX for McGrath, which has been helped more recently by the surging property market. The consortium offer is worth 60 cents a share and has now been backed by the McGrath board, which collectively controls 48.1%. When the offer was made, shares were trading at around 47 cents. High-profile founder John McGrath, who is the CEO of the company, said he would be receiving equity for his 23.3% stake as an alternative to being paid out. His role as CEO is not going to be changed, and he said in a statement that he looked forward to continuing to work with the business, but also leaning in to the opportunities available from having international partners. McGrath shares jumped 24.5% yesterday.
Story number 3 is just a quick one, Adam. The regulator's crackdown on company directors without a director ID has begun.
That's right, Michael. A bit of a public service announcement with this one. But directors all now have an obligation to have a director identification number known as a director ID. ASIC has now commenced prosecution for the first time against a director who failed to get a director ID, which requires first verifying their identity with the Australian Business Registry Services. Those that fail to do so may face penalties up to $13,320.
Story number 4, there's a second jobs boom in Australia, Adam. It is becoming increasingly common, it seems, to take on a second gig. And a new survey shows about a third of Aussies feel financially pressured to do so. There's been an historically high proportion of people holding multiple jobs since COVID hit. The official stats from the Bureau of Statistics puts the total number at just under 1 million people who've had more than one job as of December.
And Michael, that's nearly 8% of workers. And this new survey, which is from Finder, found about 40% of employed women and nearly a quarter of men are under the pump to get a second gig. It's Generation Z, those born 1997 to 2012, who are feeling the pressure the most, with more than half looking for those extra hours in a second job to make ends meet. For millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996, it was about 40%. The Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows most multiple job holders right now are women, likely to be young and tend to work their main job in the community and personal services industry. Healthcare workers also tended to have multiple jobs.
Last one, story number 5. The big trend in international markets right now is the heavyweight tech bosses selling hundreds of millions of dollars in their company's shares over the first quarter of the year. Now, this includes big names like Peter Thiel, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg.
That's right, Michael, and some of these numbers are enormous. Verity LLC tracks insider trading disclosures and insider selling as a ratio to buying is at its highest level since early 2021. Peter Thiel sold US$175 million from Palantir this month. Bezos sold US$8.5 billion worth of shares in Amazon in February. And Amazon CEO Andy Jassy sold US$21.1 million of stocks this year so far. And Mark Zuckerberg sold US$135 million worth of shares in Meta in February. The Financial Times points out that the sales were pent up last year as shareholders avoided selling due to valuations, so that might explain some of it, and these are big shareholders who still retain large holdings. But analysts have been surprised at the volumes, and there's speculation the big boom in tech stocks is coming to a close. It's one for investors to watch closely.
Yeah, certainly is. There we go. The top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough for you, you can always find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast Five Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.